You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. A single adult household will pay €60 for water. Two or more adults living in a house will pay €160. These figures are dependent on people registering with Irish Water and getting a €100 cheque from the government. So will it be enough to persuade a majority of people to sign up and pay? Deputy Paul Murphy from the Anti-Austerity Alliance is with us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you look at the figures, breaking it down, €1.13 a week for a single adult, and that includes obviously a single parent with several children, or €3 a week for two or more adults. That's okay, isn't it?
What we have is a temporary discount in an attempt to lull people into a sense of false security. I think reasonable people, which is the category that the government chooses to speak to, will not be fooled. They understand that what we have is a regressive home tax for 4 years, where a multimillionaire household will pay the same as a house on social welfare. And what we have after that, given the removal of the 30,000 litres free household allowance, is actually a bill that will be higher for one adult and two adult households. For example, in 2019, under the new regime, based on an adult using 148 litres per day, which is the best Department of Environment figures, a one adult house would now be faced with a bill of €200, whereas under the old regime, they would have had a bill of €117. So actually, you can see already how this is purely a contract to get people into the system, and then people will end up paying more.
But this is it from the government. I mean, this appears to be the final offer, and you can't offer the protesters, the people who can't pay or won't pay, you can't offer them any more than this.
I think we'll defeat the water charges. I think what the government has not factored in is that people are no longer afraid of the government. They're increasingly aware that the government is afraid of them. And I think just like the reaction to the last concessions was okay, we've pushed the government back, we've felt our own power, we can go further. That'll be the same now. I think people will generally draw confidence that this government is still in panic, and that if we stick together, if we have a big mobilisation on the 10th of December, and if we have a massive boycott, that this government or the next government will be forced to abolish the charges entirely.
Do you really believe that? Because this government, at least, is resolute that that will not happen.
I do. I think we're about three bills away now from a general election. I think there's no question that this is going to be a dominant, if not the dominant, issue in the next general election. And I think if you have a context where, for example, 50% of people were refusing to pay, it will be extremely difficult for any government to impose penalties on people, and many parties can be forced to give promises in the course of an election campaign to scrap the water charges, and then the water charges can be scrapped, as happened in the 1990s.
But you will realise that it took 6 years to get people onto the streets to protest about something. So Irish people, they haven't done it lightly, so they've come onto the street. But now looking at this, I mean, these figures couldn't get much lower without them disappearing altogether. So will people not look at what they're being offered and say, OK, we'll sign up?
I don't think so, because I think having gone onto the streets, having had the success that people have had in going onto the streets, I don't think they're going to go home lightly. I think they're not going to be fooled by something that is purely temporary, and that will open the way to the commodification of water, massive charges, and in my opinion, privatisation in the future. I think people, to be honest, would not accept even charges for 10 years of €1 per adult per year, because people know it's the principle of the thing. Once water is commodified, well, then the prices are going to go up, as happened with the bin service, for example, and privatisation will also flow.
You're not happy with any plebiscite offer from the minister yesterday?
Well, it's an empty political promise. I mean, no doll can bind any future doll. So they can put this into legislation saying they need a plebiscite before Irish Water was privatised. But any future doll can simply, with a majority in the Dáil, do away with that legislation.
Because unlike a referendum, it's not binding, it's not compelling.
It's absolutely worthless. It really is. It's the same as them making a political promise that they won't do it. I think people have to ask the question. I mean, at this stage, the government is raising little enough money through water charges, but they're still determined to go ahead with it. And so it's clear that there is a broader agenda behind this that is coming from the European Commission, that is coming from the IMF, which is about a changed nature of the tax base in this country, with more tax paid by ordinary working class people, less tax paid by the higher earners and by corporations, but also it is about the privatisation of water in the long run.
The big test over the coming weeks will be to see how many people register with Irish Water. You'll be keeping a close eye, everyone will be. If people do, I mean, it's difficult to know what the government would view as a success. Possibly 80% of people signing up would do it for them. Will you accept you've lost the battle?
I wouldn't. I don't think 80% of people will sign up. But I think, for example, there's quite a few people who I've spoken to already who said they signed up, for example, a month ago or 2 months ago before this movement developed and before they realised water charges could be defeated. Those people can be convinced to join the boycott. There are others who will register in order to hedge their bets, but then will be open to join the boycott. And I think a feature of this can be you have a registration deadline now in February, you have the first bill in April, a bill then 3 months later. And a feature can be a rising number of people joining the boycott. And I think that has to be the aim of the campaign, is that, for example, could we have 40% of people refusing to register? Could we have 45% not paying the first bill, 50% not paying the second bill, as it becomes clear to people that there's no serious sanction against those who don't pay?
Well, there's a financial penalty leading to hundreds of euros being tacked onto your bill.
The financial penalty for not paying for a one adult household is 30 euros a year. For a multiple household is 60 euros a year. That's not nothing, but I think for a lot of people, that's a risk that they'll be willing to take. Safe in the knowledge that none of these penalties will come into play before a general election. And so all the political parties will be under immense pressure to give a commitment, firstly, not to impose those penalties, and secondly, to give a commitment to abolish the charges entirely.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in, Paul Murphy from the Anti-Austerity Alliance.